When or if you think of space tourism in New Mexico, most likely Roswell comes to mind. That's the spot where an unidentified flying object supposedly touched down in 1947. New Mexico is now venturing into the next frontier in space tourism, and it's a good bet that this time the UFO will be replaced by the BFO, or boldly identified flying object. Virgin Galactic, the space tourism company founded by Sir Richard Branson, today announced plans to build a $225 million spaceport in the area of Upham in southwestern New Mexico. Branson says 38,000 people have already placed a down payment on a future commercial flight into space. 100 eager space travelers have already paid the $200,000 ticket price up front. All this could change the fortunes for the area surrounding Upham. At least that's what Joshua Frankel is hoping for. He's the general manager of the Best Western Hot Springs Inn in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. That's about 25 miles southwest of Upham. And he joins us now. Joshua, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
What will this mean for your area?
Well, with close to 38,000 reservations already being booked on this potential space flight, we're looking at a lot of new tourists in the area who get to come and experience our wonderful hot springs and beautiful Rio Grande River and the Gila Wilderness.
Do you already see a good bit of tourism around there?
There's a lot of speculation going on at the time. There's a lot of folks coming through town. Most of the businesses that were once kind of boarded up and shut down have now got businesses open and running in it. We're getting a lot of high-speed internet and Cat 5 lines run through town, and we're ready for the high-tech tourists.
Now, has the Chamber of Commerce or the mayor's office done any kind of economic estimate of how much money might come in?
I don't have any idea of the financial impact on the area, but, you know, with 38,000 people coming from 126 different countries willing to pay upwards of $200,000 for a flight, I'm guessing they're going to have a few bucks to spend on postcards and knickknacks in the community. Besides that, we are really stepping up the infrastructure of the town. We've got a road that hasn't gotten paved in 60 or 70 years that now has the impetus to pave because that's the road to Upham.
Joshua, you're obviously very excited about this, but if I went into town and went to the local coffee shop, would I meet some skeptics?
No one is against the spaceport. Everyone's really excited to see that come. Like our governor said, New Mexico has a legacy of leadership with space exploration. Since back in the 40s when we had the Trinity site going on here with the atomic bomb work and Los Alamos and the aerospace industry and military, we have always embraced technology here in New Mexico. So there's no one that's not looking forward to seeing the rockets go up.
Are there concerns, though, about noise and pollution and nightlife?
Well, when you get out here in the desert, it is about 25 miles from here. The spaceport that's going to be going in is going to be taking over a 27-mile area. And when you get out in the desert here, you really see how much open space there is. I don't think we're going to be fighting with any kind of light, air, or noise pollution. Already, White Sands Missile Range has been being used for the last 60 years where missiles are launched from Utah, but they land here in New Mexico, so we're more than familiar with the sights and sounds of rockets and contrails here and Truth or Consequences.
Joshua Frankel, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Joshua Frankel is the general manager of the Best Western Hot Springs Inn in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. The first flights for Virgin Galactic are scheduled for late 2008 or early 2009.